Hello?
Hi, my
Hello?
name is Joyce, and I was giving you a return call from customer support. How can I assist you today?
Hey, I had an unknown charge. Do y'all do breaks here? I had an unknown charge from you on my car. Oh my God. Thank you. And I didn't subscribe to it or anything.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm
Can
just
I? Okay. Can I start out by getting your zip code to see if I can locate you in my system?
27302.
You said
And I'm like,
27302?
yes.
All righty. What would be your first and last name, please?
Katina Mentor.
Thank you, Ms. Mentor. For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me?
3006 Francis Drive, Mebane, North Carolina. 27302.
Thank you. Give me a moment to open up this account to see who's billing you.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't not sure if it ain't about $67. Oh my God, that might be.
I do apologize, ma'am. My system is running a little slow. There we go. Yes, ma'am. I did locate this account for you where I do see you pay the $7.95, and that was on 12/11. And that is where you entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to be the winner of a KitchenAid mixer. And that $7.95 that you paid was actually the sweepstakes entry fee, and it would secure if you are the winner of that particular item, and then your shipping and handling to receive it would already be paid for in advance. Now, staying entered into that sweepstakes, and they bill you like a membership fee to stay entered into the running to have a chance to be the winner of that item.
First of all, can I stop? That was not me. I ain't into no sweepstakes, and I want it canceled, and I want a refund. I didn't. That wasn't me, and I don't want it. Whatever, done, canceled, whatever.
All right, now, ma'am, if you're saying this is a fraudulent charge, then I will transfer you to my fraud department. But the only thing about that, if they can verify that you are the one that entered it in sweepstakes, then the charge stands. But if you're saying someone else entered it in fraudulently using your name.
I just want a refund. I want a refund. I'm not trying to pay no monthly fees or anything. It's around Christmas time. I'm not trying to do nothing like that.
I do understand that, ma'am. But
it's just Easter refund. I just want
yeah,
to get a refund.
That charge is a valid charge. I can do you a percentage on that refund, but it is a valid charge.
You can talk to because I don't want to be involved in this. I need to talk to a manager or somebody. I want my money back. I don't even want to be a part of this.
Yes, I canceled you out of it, ma'am, but you did enter that sweepstakes, and when you didn't cancel, that's a valid charge. As I did say, I can go up to a 75% refund on that charge you would bill, but it is a valid charge in the system because you did enter.
You guys charged me 67. Why can't I get my whole 67 back?
Because that is a valid charge, and you did not cancel. You entered
well,
into the sweepstakes.
Well, if that's the case, why wouldn't I get an email or anything from you guys? I haven't got an email. No email justified. So if that's the case, I didn't have any communication with you guys.
But, ma'am, please let me explain to you. This is a third-party call center. We only act as customer service, and these are online merchants and vendors. And their rules and regulations are posted. However they post the website, they are there. Because to enter into the sweepstakes, you have to scroll through the rules and regulations before you can even submit a payment. So when I say they are valid charges, they consider them to be valid charges because they're saying you understood what the terms and conditions were by entering into that sweepstakes. Now, as I did say, they're offering you up to a 75% refund on that charge, which they would refund you $50.49. And you can be canceled out of that. The cancellation on that takes effect immediately.
Just refund my money and cancel this thing right here. I'm gonna have my bank check into this because this is not right. Just cancel me and send my money back. That's all I want.
Give me 1 second, please.
This is bullshit.
Alrighty, ma'am. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that to post back to your account. You are canceled out of that. It took effect immediately, and I do have the cancellation number available for you. Let me know when you're ready to write that down.
Go ahead.
That would be C as in Charlie, and that's 2633378988. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, thank you.
Thank you for calling.